Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big on your car insurance. Really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. Call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving your loot today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then Broussard's Fab Five. It's a special all-star edition. You will not want to miss it with Mobb Deep in the background. Ain't that right, Alex?
Got that right, yeah. Baby.
All right, let's get to this. Rob, FS1 NBA analyst Antoine Walker. And you remember Antoine Walker. Antoine Walker had game, Rob. Remember, like, people might look at him now. He's obviously a big guy. But they don't know. And Rob, he would have been even better in today's game because he was a big guy who could shoot the three.
Yeah, he was. I mean, it's a different game. It just depends on when you get to play. I mean,
right.
Some guys would have excelled now. I mean, he still was a damn good player
he
back then.
He still had a great – I mean, he averaged 17.5 points, 7.5 rebounds for his career.
He didn't manage his money that well, but other than that, I think he was he was a good player.
Most people remember him of
his story of financial, you know.
Right. Despair. Right, which is incredibly unfortunate. But to your point, he was a very good player. At that time, Rob, 2002, he shot 8 threes a game and averaged 22 points. He was good. Him and Paul Pierce were a nice little duo in Boston. But anyway, he's now an FS1 NBA. And he just, I mean, you know, obviously he had his main play the bulk of his career in Boston. And he said that he is glad. He thinks Danny Ainge did the right thing by not trading for James Harden. He doesn't think you can win with Harden. Here he is.
I'm not a James Harden guy. You can't win with that style. He's in a very unique situation now with Durant and Kyrie. But it remains to be seen. I don't think you can win with his style. Anytime it takes a guy 6, 7, 8 dribbles to get where he got to go, that's a problem. It works in this day of game, this game that we play in now, because the floor is much bigger. It's more of a pick and roll league. So he gets away with a lot of things now. But I would not leverage my future for James Harden.
Your thoughts, Rob. You can take it first.
Are you sure he played in the NBA? Because I don't even understand what he's saying. I don't know what guy he's watching. Is he watching the Nets win 10 of the last 11 before they get to the All-Star break without Durant? Are you watching James Harden today? Or are you still harping on what he was in Houston with a different crew? I don't even know what – he really believes that Brooklyn didn't have a chance to win with James Harden? I'm confused.
Yeah, I think – and look, I've been on television shows with Antoine recently, the last couple weeks, and he is up on the game. He's watching the game, and I agree with you, Rob. If he's talking about the James Harden in Houston, okay, because James Harden was averaging 34, 35 points a game in Houston.
But we haven't seen that guy, though. I mean, we seen that guy in the last 2 months?
No, he's played entirely differently. And so I agree that the way James Harden is playing now is winning basketball. Like, what I was going to say is Antoine was right, I think, about him in Houston. Because the most points that a player has ever averaged, think about this, the most points a player has ever averaged during the regular season for a team that won the NBA championship was 32. 32 points. And that was Michael Jordan. And that was – he had several seasons where he averaged more than 32 points a game, but he never won a championship in those years. Wilt Chamberlain, when he was averaging 50 and 44 and 38 and 37, he wasn't winning championships. He averaged 24 one year he won a title and 14 his second year he won a championship. So he – Antoine is right in that when you have one huge scorer doing the bulk of the scoring – and he's taking a ton of shots, and everybody else is kind of watching him do his thing. You're not going to win a championship. But to your point, Rob, Harden's not playing that way anymore. I don't know that Harden had to play. I'm going to keep it real. I don't think he had to play that way in Houston for them to be good. I think he could have let up a little bit. Chris Paul could have got a little more run, a little more action. Russell Westbrook could have got a little more action. Dwight Howard could have got a little more action. But now Harden is, to me, he's playing like the quintessential point guard. He's playing at like point guard at a level that very few have done it. Because if you need him to give you 40, he can do it. And efficiently, too. He can score any way he needs to, and he's obviously a great passer.
I don't know what the pushback was on that segment or what somebody said after that, because it just doesn't make any sense to me. I got to be honest. It doesn't – that talking about James Harden now and the Nets and what he's done without Kevin Durant being there and how he's engineered that team, to say that James Harden – I'm not a James Harden guy. I don't know. What does that mean? You don't like a guy who's played – point guard as well as you could play it for a 2-month period? Is that's what you don't like? I mean, what is there not to like about James Harden's game right now as he plays point guard for the Nets?
Well, I do think he's talking about winning the championship, because obviously you can win a lot of games and even go fairly deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, but playing the way he's playing, I don't know how you could say they can't win a championship. I don't it doesn't make any sense to me. If you're talking about James Harden in Houston, maybe, or he was still playing that way and the Nets were 9-7 since he got there, then maybe I'd buy into that. Chris, I don't buy into it at all.
Yeah, and he said, you know, anytime it takes a guy 6, 7, 8 dribbles to get where he wants to go. Well, Harden's not doing that now. He's not over dribbling.
But that's
and
my point.
I think
why would you bring that up now?
More, right, he's dribbling a lot more with a purpose. You know, like, he's not just patting the ball a lot. I mean, he does it a little bit, but it's not in an inefficient way where everybody's just standing around watching. If you watch the Nets, there's actually a pretty good amount of player movement on that team. And then
there are
all
people
of the guys
all over the
unselfish.
Place. The ball right. is moving. They're throwing the ball to an open guy. They're not looking to go, is that a star? Oh, wait a minute. No, let's not pass it there. He's open. They're throwing. Right. I'm watching these games every chance I get. I like the ball movement. I like what James Harden. You know, I've never been the biggest James Harden guy, but I see
than
what
when
he's
you
done.
He's the best player in the world.
Well, I mean, yeah. And you know what? He's made me right this time. But
he's balling.
I don't understand the criticism right now as he's playing some of his best basketball. We had Kerry Kittles on, who thinks he's the MVP of the league, and Antoine right. Walker is talking about he can't win with a guy like that. How? I don't get it unless he says that he was talking about the past and if he reverts back to that or something.
Right.
But to look at him playing the way he's played now makes no sense.
Rob, and to your point, Bruce Brown. Maybe I should say it like this: some guy named Bruce Brown. You've seen him. You've been watching these Nets games. He's had 2 20-point games in his last 5 games. He went for 29 one night, 23 the next, and 17 another night. I mean, he's getting the rock.
Right.
And he's just a regular old role player. But because they're being unselfish, he's getting wide open looks. And I'm going to say this, and I'll be interested to see if this actually comes to pass. But I've been one to really ride with that notion. You know, like I said, Jordan was the highest scoring player on the team that won a championship in the regular season, 32 points. I think only 2 other players have averaged 30 points or more in a season when they won a championship. Rick Barry and Steph Curry. Or no, Steph didn't even win it the year he averaged 30. So Rick, I think it's Rick Barry and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. When Jabbar won it as Lou Alcindor in Milwaukee, I think. But I wonder, Rob, if that'll change. Because, look, it's going to be interesting to see how this three-point bonanza impacts scoring. Because now when you got guys taking half of their shots are three-point attempts, you know what I'm saying? Like, so now you look at the guys in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, 80% of their shots were only worth 2 points. Now you've got guys taking who's 50 or even more percent of their shots are worth three. And I think that may only rise. And so it's going to be interesting. Maybe you will be able to have a guy that averages 34, 35 because he shoots so many threes and they win a championship. It's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, even the Nets, like, no team has had three guys average 25 points a game, but the Nets are there right now. I don't know if they'd be there if Durant were playing. You know, maybe Harden's average would be a little bit under 25.
It might be once he gets back, right.
Right. It'll be interesting. But, yeah, Antoine, I got to be honest, and I really like Antoine. But, Rob, it seems like he hasn't watched James Harden since he's been in Brooklyn.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't sound like it because he hasn't played that way. What he's talking about is his Houston days. That's why I'm saying I don't really understand if you've watched him and the transformation. And he's gotten love from everybody, Chris, and everybody.
I mean, I don't want to go overboard because obviously Magic Johnson is the greatest point guard we've ever seen. But I've seen very few play the position better than him, Rob. And I get it. It's only been a couple of months.
Right. So but still, the two months have been impressive.
Right. And he does have great talent, but you can't take that away. Magic had Kareem, Worthy, Jamal Wilkes, Byron Scott. Like, Magic had tons of talent. Bob McAdoo. And so I'm not going to take that away from Harden. And like I said, I still give him a shot at that MVP because if they go on a tear over the second half of the season and he continues to be the straw that stirs the drink, he could still be, Rob, their third leading scorer. That wouldn't impact me on the MVP vote. If he averages 24 and 11 and they win at some crazy pace over the second half and Durant's leading them in scoring and Kyrie's second, I won't hold that against Harden because he does look like the engine right now. And so, yeah, I think Antoine got this one wrong. I don't exactly know what he was thinking, but let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Look, did Antoine Walker have a point? I mean, you heard Rob and me, but maybe you disagree. Maybe you think Harden is going to revert to what he did in Houston. Maybe you think you saw him have some bad moments in big games in the postseason, and you think he won't deliver, you know, once the games get big and the limelight is there this year. Whatever. What are your thoughts? Can James Harden win a championship with his style of play? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences, loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It is the iCouple, and welcome to Funky Town. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also, We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs, they just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery. Also, they offer on more than 100,000 parts. I'm telling you, folks, visit AutoZone.com today and start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. What do you think? Can you win a championship with James Harden and the way he plays the game?
All right, Dwayne in Fort Lauderdale. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Rob and Chris, man. I've been listening to you guys for so long. And see, I drive 18 wheels, and I can't pull over and call you guys like I want
them. Well, we're
glad you called in today, my man.
But Antoine Walker, he got that totally wrong. James Harden, he reborn. Is he a new guy? and he want people appreciate him. Let him do his thing. That's all he wanted. Let him do his thing. And you see, getting everybody involved. That's
He's
new
a born
James,
again,
man.
A born again baller, huh? He
yes,
is
sir.
Playing well, man. He is. Rob, and I've said it. If they win a few championships. I mean, his legacy was going to be great as it was, but this will take it to a whole nother level. Don't you think?
No doubt. GW in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing today? Happy Friday.
Good. Where you been, man? We ain't heard from you in ages.
Just laying low, working on my podcast and trying to raise a 21 and 14-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
podcast about sports?
Sports, politics, and culture, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But, yeah, just staying busy. Well, let me say this, guys. I think Antoine Walker has a point, and Chris, you asked the question. Can James Harden win a championship? And my answer is, Chris, I don't know. And Chris, you brought up a great point, and you kind of just passed over it. But if James Harden had played the way James Harden is playing now when he was at OKC with Westbrook and Chris Paul, I mean, you got two triple-double machines going on and Chris Paul. And if you look at that roster, they could have done some things. They could have done some damage. So the answer to your question is, I don't know, because all the other times I've seen James Harden in those big-time situations, he's kind of failed. He's kind of shrunk under the pressure.
It's interesting because – one of the things that gave me pause when he went to Brooklyn about, like, would he change, would he fit in, was that he didn't change at all for Westbrook and Chris Paul. Or slightly for Westbrook, but not at all for Chris Paul. And he could have. I mean, they didn't have this much time. They didn't have Kyrie. And I think it was Mike D'Antoni. I think it was two things. I think it was Mike D'Antoni didn't demand it of him. And then secondly, I think it was his team. When he went to Brooklyn, he went to Durant. He went to Durant's team. Well, I mean, he came up short. That's not my main concern. He came up short. But I'm just saying he didn't change his game the way he's changed it now. And I think it's because he's going to somebody else's team. He must be in his – he played 8 years in Houston, probably four – in OKC.
Okay, so he's in his 12th year.
12,
okay,
13,
well,
like
I hope he's a born again baller. But again, until he can prove it, I know Durant can do it. I know Kyrie can put up that big shot with 3 seconds to go. But I don't know about James Harden.
Harden may not have to hit that shot. He got two other guys that can hit it.
Mark,
so we will see though.
In Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's
hey
up,
guys.
Mark? How
hey
you doing?
Guys. I'm making it there, man. Hey, real quick. A couple of weeks ago, I heard you guys, last week I heard you guys talking. And you guys were talking about, you guys were one of the first ones to say James Harden was going to be in the MVP race. Remember that?
Right.
Remember I made the call and told you guys, here comes Harden and here comes Joker? They're still both coming, although Embiid stepped right in the middle of all that mess the other night, but... But
I think Embiid's the MVP
I James
right
Harden,
now.
But you could see James Harden was coming then. And I remembered what James Harden was like when he was in OKC. Matter of fact, he plays better when he's playing with other guys who moves the ball. You know what happened to James Harden? He went to Houston, and instead of getting them guys who could move the ball like he has now, they surrounded him with a bunch of shooters. And he had to make decisions. Do I give it to shooters or do I do my thing? Every game. That's what happened to James Harden. That system. Now he's in a better system. And you're seeing a better James Harden.
No, I pretty much agree with just about everything you said on that. Yeah, I agree.
Ham in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ham?
What's up, fellas? Happy Friday.
What's up, Ham?
I think that that this guy is learning how to win with players that have won before. Kyrie Irving handed him the keys and said, this is yours, take over. And I just hope that once Kevin Durant comes in, it doesn't revert back to the old where he takes his foot off the gas and doesn't play the way he's playing now. But
Harden?
All in all, I think they're rolling.
Well, hold on. I want to hear from you, Ham. Okay, so yeah. if when Durant gets back, you said take your foot off the gas and revert to what he was doing, what would that look like for Harden? I'm not sure what. He ain't going back to the way he played in Houston, no matter what.
Well, I just think, the alpha male comes in and then you kind of, shy away and then you're basically going on what Kevin Durant wants to do and stuff like that. Like, right now it's his team and he's, steering the ship. And I like that for him, And I just – sometimes when players are not playing together, last year with the Clippers, they didn't get to gel, really.
They
had a long layoff. They came back and we expected them to win. But – it takes time. It takes time for teams to gel. It's not that easy. So I just hope they have enough time together that once the playoffs come,
I agree with that. Yeah, they need to get on the court together. I mean, look, they look great without Durant. We all feel like Durant will just be dropped in and it'll fit seamlessly. But they need some time on the court together. And so that's what I want to see in the second half. All right, we got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. All right, it's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Brady, he's done.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. It's on the Odd Couple, everybody's favorite Friday afternoon show. And if Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
So NFL Comeback Player of the Year Alex Smith won't be coming back to his old team next season. The Washington football team and the quarterback agreed to part ways. Now, Smith started the year on the sideline, eventually getting a starting job. But as we all know, he didn't finish out the season against Brady and the Buccaneers. Rob, are you trolling or rolling? Alex Smith has taken his last NFL snap.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
A veteran guy with, even though he's been banged up, if he's healthy, I've seen guys stick around and be backup and third string quarterbacks because they like the guy, they like his heart, they like what he brings to maybe the locker room. I think he'll stick around. I think somebody will put him on. Not as a starter, but he'll be a second or third quarterback for some team.
I'm with Rob. I'm trolling this.
Oh, man. Hey.
Basically the same thing. I mean, he showed last year that in a pinch, you can put him in there. He can actually play fairly well. Remember, it's not like he had a ton around him on that team, and they did go 5-1 with him at the quarterback position. So, I was a little surprised at the way this ended in Washington, but I could see a team signing him and expectation that it'll be the second or third stringer, and then in a pinch, he gets thrown in there and takes another snap.
Trolling the wrong Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, J.J. Watt was trolling all of us as he posted these cryptic memes about where he was going to sign after leaving Houston. He may still be trolling. Now, You know his old teammate, DeAndre Hopkins, is a Cardinal as well. The Cardinals went 8-8 last year and missed the playoffs, but J.J. Watt told the media he chose Arizona because he believes Kyler Murray is the guy to get him over the hump. Chris, trolling or rolling, Kyler Murray is really the reason J.J. Watt went to Houston.
Trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
There's 31 million other reasons that J.J. Watt went to Arizona. Stop it, J.J. You were playing with Deshaun Watson. I get it. He was going to leave, but still, you had him. Tom Brady was out there. Aaron Rodgers was out there. There are other places you could have gone and had a quarterback just as good or better than Kyler Murray. So stop it with that. I like Murray too. I'm sure you like him. Martin Weiss loves him. But stop it with he was the reason you went there.
Trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
He's from Wisconsin. How about going back home and playing for the Packers and finishing your career there with a chance to help Aaron Rodgers and the Packers win a championship? That would make more sense. Especially since he made a lot of money. I think it was all about money, the reason he went to the desert, because that Arizona didn't even make the playoffs last year. Let's just be honest. It just didn't seem right for a guy who hasn't played a lot the last few years with injuries, and the clock is ticking on his career.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, Baker Mayfield was driving home from dinner a few nights ago when he and his wife saw a UFO in the sky. Now, while an unidentified flying object does not necessarily mean an alien, it has not stopped people from wondering the age-old question. Are humans alone in the universe? Chris, trolling or rolling, aliens exist.
Wow. I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
How does he know it was a UFO? It could have been a star. It could have been an airplane. It could have been a helicopter. It could have been a firework. It could have been anything. How does he know it was a UFO? You saw a light in the sky? That's it? Come on, Baker. I need more than that. So I'm trolling it.
I'm rolling it, rolling with it. I mean, the odds of how big this world is in space, that we're the only people on this one planet that's around, it's hard to imagine. And I've been to Egypt. There's no way Hebrew slaves built that pyramid without any bathrooms. So I think that there has to be aliens.
What?
What? Have you ever seen the Ten Commandments? Have you ever seen it? Where in the world? How in the world could those people build that? And there are no public bathrooms. Where would it? I don't understand what they were doing.
We want to know.
I wasn't ready for the no bathroom.
There were bathrooms somewhere.
I wasn't ready for the no bathroom. I mean, it was Egypt. All that said, they probably dug a hole and I'm filling it right back up.
Yeah, I don't know, but I haven't seen an alien. So I'm trolling it. You got a fourth one, Martin Weiss? You ready?
Yeah. I'm rolling with this. How about this? The Utah Jazz, 6-4 in their last 10.
Well, haven't they lost? Haven't they gone? Haven't they actually gone? Has it been 3-4 over their last 7?
Is it? Yep. I heard you say that earlier today on First Things First, but I didn't want to use your own stats against you, Christian. So I'm a man of integrity.
Hey, I'm glad you're feeling good, because this bet, so you, the fifth seed, that's the bet.
It's just tough. It's tough because.
It ain't tough. It's already set in stone. Don't be trying to backtrack now.
Yeah, The fifth seed is the bet. But if I had to really say what I think is going to happen, they're going to end up half a game above the fourth seed. And my take of them falling precipitously is going to be right, and I'm going to lose this damn bet. That's what's going to happen.
Well, you just want to get ended now. You can send me my money, and I'll
absolutely
get some Jordans
not.
on your behalf. All right.
Absolutely all right. Not.
You feeling frisky? You feeling frisky?
Living body.
You want to double that not. Bad boy? You feeling frisky?
All right. Everybody calm down. Everybody relax. You see, that's what happens on Friday night, Rob. You know, Chris is a little excited, man. You know, I had a little bit too much grape juice. You know, just a little turnt up, man. Come on.
Mike Conley, by the way, I want you to stay on this call. I want to ask you this question, Martin. Mike Conley just got added to the All-Star team. Who's he in for?
He's got to be in for Zion,
D.
right?
Devin Booker. So I'm doing my Fab Five next segment on the best players to never make an all the five best players to never make an All-Star team. Conley was going to be in that. Now he won't. Who do you think is the best player never to make an All-Star team?
Golly.
I know it's tough. It's tough off the top of your head.
I'm about to say, that's one of those, like...
I had to do some homework on this one.
I'm about to say, Chris, that's one of those questions, like, they just throw out Mike Conley the same way that when it comes to an NFL coaching cycle, you just throw out Eric Bieniemy. I don't know who's next. We're waiting for Mike Conley to get it. Now, you know, I need to get the stats and research people on this one, because... It was so long, Mike Conley, Mike Conley. Good for him. I didn't think that.
So the Jazz have three. Who?
I didn't think that Zion should have been. I thought Zion shouldn't have been an All-Star.
I mean, look, obviously they're not winning, but he's been balling, man. You can't take that away from him.
Nah, but they have a game for that for the first and second year players who are balling out. They already got one for that.
Who should have been on instead of him?
Devin Booker.
Well, they both were on it anyway, but.
But it took injuries and all this. Look at all the finagling it took. And look at all the finagling it took to get another Jazz player on the roster.
They got three now.
Last night.
They've got a big three.
LeBron and Mike Conley. Last night.
They have a big three now. You still trolling them. That's what you do. Yeah. All right, that's our man Martin Weiss, trolling or rolling. Great stuff, brother. Peace. All right. Broussard's Fab Five is next. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here. Fox Sports Radio.
Number one. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. And I can tell you folks on this funky flashback Friday, Alex Teicher is proud of himself. He is proud of himself for finding this classic. I've heard this sampled. I can't think of where, but I know I've heard that. We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of something, something. That's money, cash, kadoosh, greenbacks, dollar bills, y'all, cheddar, cheese, bread, loot. You can save it all on your car insurance when you call 1-888-FARMERS. It's time for Broussard's Fab Five.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
Ah! We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's.
Here we go.
Number five.
We are all excited about an All-Star weekend, NBA. So it got me to thinking, who are the best five players in NBA history to never make an All-Star team? This was a tough one, y'all. I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure. I don't have a ton of confidence in my list. I mean, it took a lot of research, a lot of regrets. There are a lot of great names that I had to leave off, including Mike Conley, who was just added to the All-Star game. So now he's not eligible, but here we go.
Number five.
Jason Terry. That's right. The little shooting guard for the Dallas Mavericks. Jason Terry could ball, y'all. Remember, when they beat LeBron, Dallas beat LeBron in the 2011 finals. Jason Terry averaged 18 points a game. Some thought he could have been the MVP of the finals instead of Dirk Nowitzki. Taking nothing from Dirk. Dirk was great. But in those last two games, Jason Terry averaged 24 points a game against LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh. Jason Terry, number four.
Number four,
Monte Ellis. Wallace. Yes, you remember him. Wow. The little whippet quick guard came straight out of high school and played in Golden State and a few other places, but did his damage out in the Bay Area. In fact, initially he played with Steph, and they didn't think they could actually win big with the two of them because they were both small guards. And some thought, I mean, obviously they made the right decision and they traded Monte, but there was a little discussion about should we keep Monte and trade Steph. So they made the right decision, but that's how good Monte Ellis was. The boy could ball.
Number three.
Rod Strickland. Yes, Kyrie Irving's godfather, I believe.
Wow.
Had a game like Kyrie, had handle, New York City point guard, finished at the rim with the best of them. Check this out. Rod Strickland had nine out of 10 straight years, okay? So over a 10-year period, nine of those years, he averaged eight or more assists. He led the league in assists 1 year with 10.5 a game. And five of those seasons, he averaged 17 or more points. Rod Strickland was nasty. I mean, I actually don't think he fulfilled his potential. I think he could have been a Hall of Famer. But his game was whoa. I mean, his game was like whoa, y'all. Rod Strickland at number three.
Number two.
Number two, L.A. fans will love this one, Byron Scott.
Wow.
Yes, Byron Scott. Now, look, this is Byron Scott's claim to fame. We know he won three NBA championships playing with Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and James Worth. I mean, they had a squad, all right? Byron Scott led the last Showtime Lakers championship team, 1988, in scoring. I mean, come on. That is bad. That is a bad boy right there. I mean, Magic averaged 19. Worthy averaged 19. I think Kareem averaged 14. And Byron Scott was dropping 21.5 points a game. How's he not get on an all-star team? Shout out to Byron Scott.
Number one.
All right, this is it. I mean, this is going to shock y'all. I expect Rob G to get on here and give me some flack. And I would not have thought, if I saw a list and this was the guy, I'd have been like, hold up, what? But I got to say it. It's another Laker, Mr. Ron Harper. Yes, that Ron Harper. Now, check this out. We all remember Ron Harper from the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, a role player scoring about 6-7 points a game, playing good defense, long, smart. He was the guy that would talk to the media, great guy, great locker room guy, leader. He started on five championship teams as a role player. Three with the Bulls, two with the Shaq Kobe Lakers. The Bulls, the Jordan Pippen Bulls. Two with the Shaq Kobe Lakers. But before that, dude was an individual stud. His first 9 years in the league, he was dropping 18 points. He had a 9-year stretch where he scored 18 or more points a game. When he was in Cleveland early on, he averaged 22.5 points as a rookie. Scored more points than Mark Price and Brad Doherty, who were great teams. Cleveland should have never traded him. Because had they kept him, he used to give Jordan some trouble. I mean, Mike would put it on him, but he would give Jordan as much as anybody else in the league would. And then he went to the Clippers, put up big numbers there. Knee injuries took a lot of his athleticism. But still, he had a 9-year run where he was giving folks buckets. So he showed that individually he was nice. And then he could blend in and play a role, be a starter, but play a role and win championships. Ron Harper, number one. You got beef, Rob G?
Yeah,
you got beef?
That's a terrible list. You gave a guy credit because you won a title as a role player. That's like giving
five
yourself
titles.
Credit
and
for having a good show because you were with me and Alex.
He balled individually. Stop it. Stop. Get off the mic.